Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
I was listening to the McNeil and Parkin Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
He does all the time, Tom Thayer.
We appreciate his support and all of you for hanging out. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score. Parkins. I prefer Parkins, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I prefer Sparkins.
I know you do.
Based on the flag you plant in the ground 7 days a week.
I try, man. I try to be an advocate for removing the stigma.
Or should I say the seed you plant in the ground?
If you want.
Plant the seed, then you water the plant.
Yeah, that plant. But yeah, you know, just it's time to break down the stigma a little bit.
Well, you know, there were many years where It was the devil on earth in many circles.
I know.
Still is in some. I mean, it's quelled dramatically, but it is in some circles.
Some.
Like at CBS, apparently, even when it's medical.
Medical.
Yeah.
Medical.
Yeah, I don't get that. I really don't get that.
That is a ludicrous stance to take.
I don't know. I mean, I want to talk this, you know, Brent will be with us Thursday. Brent Musburger, who had thoughts on Les Moonves and not keeping his zipper zipped.
And the gambling side.
All of the gambling stuff. They're not doing anything on wagering. I don't know. Maybe CBS should really, that's a network that said Tony Romo can say something sucked this year. And then Nance paused nervously, like, what do I
pissed.
Do with this one?
Yeah, he said Rivers
pissed.
Was pissed.
Right.
Yeah,
not sucked. He said he's pissed.
Yeah, he said Rivers was pissed.
I did a double take on that. I don't know if I've heard an analyst go for it. I'm not offended by those words.
I haven't either, and I'm certainly not offended by the words. And I understand that the easy argument is, we don't allow for advertising for something that is federally illegal, and we don't make those policy decisions. I get what they could say, but take a stand on something. Have some principle.
Yeah, you could do that if you wanted to. I don't know. Is CBS conservative historically? I don't remember it being a Bible-belted operation when I worked for it.
I don't know.
Do you?
No. I mean, it was the network that first employed Jimmy the Greek.
Jeez, we got away with far more here when it was CBS than I did up this dial. Absolutely. Yeah, they were protected.
Disney? Yeah. Yeah,
Mother
no question.
Mouse, my goodness, don't you dare say kicked his ass. Say kicked his butt. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Rivers is pissed.
Take a stand, CBS.
Take a stance.
It's embarrassing.
Right.
We couldn't keep a zipper up, okay?
Okay, Brent. This hour on the Score brought to you by White Castle. That's appropriate. 20 White Castle original sliders for $10 online or in-app only.
Going through the Harold and Kumar White Castle, all of the Harold and Kumars with my sons over the holidays. I needed to get caught up, and a fringe benefit of it was seeing the woman who was born in Vancouver. She was great in Couples Retreat as Vince Vaughn's wife. And I'm struggling to remember her name because I freeze when I think about her gorgeous face.
Okay, I'm not too familiar.
Yeah, I can't pull the name right now.
I
need some medical marijuana. Maybe that'd help.
Yeah, I doubt it. I will say, I would have bet against Harold and Kumar goes to White Castle becoming a franchise.
Oh, really? First time through?
Yeah, like I thought it was funny, but I thought it was funny in a stoner cult classic sort of way, not in a now they need to. They went to White Castle. Now they need to escape Guantanamo Bay, and now they're doing all sorts of.
Yeah, was great though. That was funny stuff.
Bad job by me not having any vision.
Like, you were gone a long time. How many White Castle did you have?
I didn't, I swear.
I can smell them.
Corrado.
Excellent.
You can smell the White Castle a mile away.
Malin Ackerman is my girl. She's she's featured in, I think, the first one, and she is full frontal.
Oh.
Well, I'm top.
So half.
Well, not, yes, half frontal.
Okay.
Right. It's a good look
matter
for her. Yeah.
by the way, we'll get to it as we go, but Malin Ackerman, that's Axe's wife in Billions.
She also starred in The Trophy Wife, which I never saw, but that was something she was always. She's a very average follow on Twitter, but when she posts, she tweets, I get to look at her for a second. Little thing.
Hey, well, you get more into Billions, you'll see her in a very prominent role. She's fantastic in the show.
She does a movie with Ben Stiller where she says something very suggestive to him about something she'd like to have done that he can take care of for her. That's quite. I haven't seen the film, but I. That's,
there you
it's
go.
On my,
anyway, it's a great film.
It really is. It's gotta be if she says that.
There you go.
Yeah. Hashtag trash talk.
That's all you need. By the way, so Oscar noms are out. They came out at before 8 o'clock in the morning today. They kind of release.
They always do.
Do they do it for morning TV? Is that what it is?
It's one of the few big days in Los Angeles. Not like they have anything to look forward to on their sports calendar anytime soon. It's always big there.
Yeah, I don't remember it coming out that early in the morning.
Yeah.
But, okay, bad job by me. But we're going to need to figure out Netflix for you. Netflix has its first Best Picture nominee in Roma.
I have a lot of work to do for this year's Oscars. Fortunately, I have Swerst to keep me up to date on the Bulls on my drives home. And the Hawks have a nice 9-day break, I think it is, after tonight's game against the Islanders. And I'm back on after being so excited about what I saw on Sunday. So I don't, tonight's the last lap with them for some time, so see some films.
Good.
Yeah, that's my intention.
I actually I'm ahead of the game.
You're way ahead of me.
I'm way ahead of you.
Thing is for me, I don't have a national radio show on Sunday night, so that's I can as soon as True Detective is done, if I want to, I can sashay down to my local cinema.
Well, we all can't be doing overnights on a national network, Mac. Working 6 days a week and selling our soul.
Bangor Maine, hello.
Exactly.
He's just taking calls. Favorite thing to do. And you're doing it with people all around the country.
They love calls on that network. They say just drive calls, drive topics, give opinions. We're the network that takes calls.
Spokane, Washington is next. Yeah, Danny. When are we going to get an NBA team back in Seattle?
Well, we don't do open phones. At least I don't. It's at least on the topic at which we're discussing.
Yeah, but you never know what somebody's going to say. They could completely shift gears on you.
I made a point about Tom Brady while using Peyton Manning on the show Sunday night, and a guy called up from Indianapolis, and the screener said that he wanted to talk about the Patriots dynasty, and all of a sudden he was a minute into his call, and he was talking about how Peyton Manning should have won more, and Edgar James didn't live up to potential. And I was like, wait, what?
We're
re-legislating the 2004 Colts season? That's not what I want to do here.
Or you could have Les's show where sometimes he gets off topic and the caller has to keep him focused.
Correct. Which is
Les, let me reel you back in here. We were talking about the Bears secondary.
It's a role reversal on overnights. It really is. I want to talk about something that I think a lot of people can relate to, actually, from your hockey trip over the weekend. We didn't get to it on yesterday's show. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
We're the Stanley Cup champions! Yeah! Woo! It's yours, boys and girls and babes. Let's go!
Alex Ovechkin was at the United Center Sunday, sober or not, who knows. Mac was in attendance. Before we get to that piece of news, the Chiefs just announced Bob Sutton has been relieved of his duties. Nice way of saying fired. That is their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's firing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been fired.
Yeah, he's been fired.
The Chiefs defensive coordinator. And not a moment too soon. He is a, the defensive coordinator that just has his
doesn't
system.
Doesn't coordinate defenses.
And just... I play a cover two shell and don't adjust and I won't ever change anything.
That's how coaches get fired.
Yeah. That's Bob Sutton.
That's not good. You adjust to your talent at any level.
Yeah.
If your team isn't capable of playing, if you don't have a five technique, don't play it. If you don't have the goods.
And that Bob Sutton was as consistent and predictable as any defensive coordinator in the NFL and never adjusted to scheme or as the games went on.
Mm-hmm.
And after a couple of years in a row where his defense don't show up in the playoffs, he was shown the door. So good job by the Bears, by the way, filling that vacancy before another job opened.
Yes, they sure did. His pass rushers were great all year, and Sunday I didn't know where they were.
Yeah.
Well, I know one of them was offsides at the wrong time.
Yes.
D Ford, number 55.
And one of them got a bogus roughing the passer call.
Yep. I'm healing. I'm happier about professional football today than I was yesterday.
Good. Well, I was also thinking about you because you had a long day of sports that potentially led to that heartbreak. Because the Hawks, as Big Chief Mackhawk, you're in attendance. And, you know, hockey hasn't given you much recently. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
And then you were let down by the football. So I'm like, man, that must have been a tough sports day for you overall.
Yes.
I was thinking about it yesterday after the show.
Yes, really?
Because Championship Sunday was so – it was so entertaining. You were hurt by it.
I
was trying to think about, you know, given how much you love football and they were close games.
They were great games. I was bruised a little bit. Maybe I'm getting fragile. I never thought that had happened. But I thought the way – the first game concluded that just, boy, I hated to see it. I've never seen a team in a game of that magnitude get that stuck backside ways as they did. I mean, I believe it cost the Saints the chance to get to the Super Bowl. That call was worse than Drew Brees getting crunched by Dante Fowler Jr. in overtime that leads to an interception, the game-winning drive. Yeah, that's why they lost. So it bugged me. I felt bad for the people of New Orleans.
Fragile.
I honestly do.
Do you think Dangerous Dan McNeil is softening with age?
I have no idea what it is, but I think about the people in Houdat Nation. And because I do that, I think about fan base. They don't have much there. You know, they've got great food. They've got great music. They've got a basketball team that 80% of the people in this country couldn't tell you the nickname of.
No question.
You know I could because it's one of my favorite nicknames in NBA history.
We know you
are. Get a Pelican fly! Oh, Tony Montana loves the New Orleans Pelicans. So they have
Pelican fly!
Pelican!
Come on, Pelican!
Pelican! So I root for them to have something wonderful, you know, and it got taken away from them by an officiating crew that didn't have the guts to call a penalty when the game was on the line. So, yeah, it hurt, but I'm good today. I'm better.
Did you have fun at the hockey game? Because your friends were in town, and I was wondering, did you go because of Ovechkin and your friends happened to be in town, or would you have gone to see anybody because your friends were in town?
I would have gone to see anybody. Okay. The fact that it was the Stanley Cup champions just sweetened the pot a little bit, and Washington is in only once a year. Well, not even in every year, right?
Had you ever seen him play?
I'd never seen Alex Ovechkin play in person. And there's a dude who's scored 50 goals or more, 8 or 9 times? That doesn't happen in the NHL anymore. He's one of the all-time greats. And he looks like when he first came into the league with that toothless, you know, mean-ass Russian face.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this guy's from a different planet.
So I've never...
He's an amazing presence, even at his age, on the ice.
Really?
Yes, he is.
See, I've never done that with hockey, but I've done it with every other sport. It's like, I'm going to go to this game just to see the player. Even if they were past their prime, but maybe they don't come to town often, or maybe I want to see him at the end, and it's like I want to be able to tell my kids that I saw him play. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady. I've actually now ended up seeing him a couple of times in person, but I saw him in a playoff game in Foxborough when I was covering the Chiefs. But then here, it was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. My buddies and I were all in town. They were playing the Packers up in Lambeau, and we're like, wait a minute. Brady's never played at Lambeau? Brady Rogers.
Oh, nice road trip.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's a good one.
Sunday after Thanksgiving, no one's working. Let's go. And we just got a big group and rented a bus, and we did a day at Lambeau.
That wasn't your first day at Lambeau. Your dad took you when you were young, right? Or was that your first Lambeau day?
No, I've been to Lambeau probably 5 or 6 times because all my dad's family's Packers fans.
That's what I thought.
From Wisconsin. Yeah, so.
I'd listen sometimes.
Yeah. My first one was a Packers Cowboys back in like 95 or 96. Deion Sanders was on the Cowboys.
It doesn't always live up to your expectations. Even when a player is in his prime, you can catch a game where he's off or the action. You know, As a player, I loved Ray Lewis as much as any out-of-town linebacker, any NFL player out-of-town, probably defender anyway, because I love Barry Sanders too in the 90s. But since the Steelers of the 70s, early 80s, I loved Ray Lewis. But when I went to see him play at Soldier Field, it just so happened to be the day of Game 2 of the 0-5 World Series, and my mind was elsewhere. The the club. What do they call the club at the ballpark on the south side? Come on, help me with that. The Scout Seats. That was the first year, and they didn't have the building built out yet. They had a gigantic tent. We called it Pharaoh's Tent, and I was eager to get to the buffet because it was stacked for the World Series the night before. Oh, my goodness. Tuna tartare is being delivered to our seats. It was fantastic. Champagne, anyone? It was great. So I,
Father.
Yeah, my mind was on game two, and it was rainy, and it was chilly, and it was a really boring game too. And you know, just it was a low scoring game, but it was a boring low scoring game. It's Kyle Orton was quarterbacking the Bears. It was not a good. I told Sherry at halftime, let's get out of here, middle of the third quarter,
just to make it to
let's
the game.
Let's go over to the game and just relax and enjoy Pharaoh's Tent.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So it doesn't always live up, but I'm glad your Brady experience lived up. My Ovechkin experience lived up. What a great hockey game I saw, man. 8-5 isn't usually a great hockey game. It was.
And I don't even think it necessarily has to live up because so much of it's just about your fanhood and maybe taking a picture or having a ticket stub and just saying, I saw him.
Yeah, I did violate my no picture zone. I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. I took a few pictures. Yeah, I wanted to get a few things on Twitter, you know, stay active with Hawks Nation. I imagine anybody who cared was probably there. Not an empty seat in the barn.
Really?
It was stuffed, yes.
On Championship Sunday.
It was stuffed. Yeah, well, the 11:30 face-off didn't hurt. Everybody probably just saw the Capitals. There were a lot of Washington people in, too, in our section.
Okay. Well, that'll explain it. Big fan base on the road, team they don't often play. That's right. Okay, though. How's the attendance been? Because you said 10,000.
I haven't been paying attention. Frankly, as to how many empty seats there are at Hawks home games.
But it's been way more than that, or else it would have been a story that would have been making the rounds.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So they're still holding
people
on.
Have made the commitment, and now a lot of people who didn't get to see the team when it was still competing have the opportunity to go to hockey games, and they still have the draw of two of the greatest players in Blackhawks history in Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. And Duncan Keith as well.
We can keep talking about athletes or teams that you saw and wanted to go to for a one-off, but some Bears that you maybe didn't expect are Pro Bowlers, and there's a very recent comp that I want to make about what this is potentially going to look like for the Bears going forward. We'll get into it. McNeil and Park is on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month. Month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.